Welcome everybody to the Paparazzi Podcast. I am Jedi, he is Mark, and on today's podcast, my week in pictures, a little bit of news, and Mark wishes Thor would lend him his hammer to smash a savage. But yes. First, as always, we are going to crack some beverages.
Yes.
And you know what? I got fed up this week. There was no way I was going to spend another $20 on some craft beers just for the podcast.
Okay.
So I spent...
Well, that's good because I didn't have any beers.
Perfect.
For tonight.
I spent $7 and got 1,000 Bud Lights.
Nice.
So I'm going to crack one. And I love a Bud Light.
Exactly.
It can't be a Bud Light.
Exactly. And I'm not going to do it. I'm drinking a Bud Light unfiltered. And I'm going to crack it.
This just tastes like...
I've got to say, my Bud Light cracked way better than yours.
Yeah. But this just takes me back to like the first time I ever went out and drank when I got to LA.
I think everybody has
it just
the same
tastes like
memory.
It tastes like fun.
Yes,
cheap beer, and it's just a good time.
I've definitely had thoughts of just taking my daughter, and you know when she's like 17 or some 18, 19 or something like that. And just having her drink as many Bud Lights as she can until she pukes.
Yeah.
And then say, okay, now you've graduated to actually, you can now go party with people.
Yeah. I think on my one of my first nights actually in LA, I think we bought a 36-pack of Bud Lights. And we did the, have you heard of the game like the Centurion Club?
I have, but I don't remember.
I think you drink like a good-sized shot of Bud Light every minute for 100 minutes.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah. So for an hour and 40 minutes, every minute you just take a massive, like a good sized shot of Bud Light.
Wow. The good old days when Bud Light was a thing to drink.
I know. What is it now? What's the like, it's all these fucking like seltzers now, right?
Oh yeah. It's all about seltzers. Yeah. I even saw Vanessa Hudgens. I couldn't tell if it was a seltzer or if it's just like a soda water, but it's the Cali water. Have you seen that?
Never heard of it.
She was promoting it on her Instagram today, and I just went to check it out and stuff. And co-founder Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, whatever.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that is funny.
Well, let's get into it, Jedi.
Yes.
How was your week?
You know what,
bro?
It was good. This goes back to Monday, my first set of pictures. I got the call, Jedi. Can you go to Santa Barbara tomorrow? Okay, sure. What's the story? It's this older chap, a guy called Patrick Duffy.
He
was in Dallas 100 years ago, the TV show.
Yep.
He played Bobby Ewing, which was JR's brother. Since COVID started, he started dating another actress, a Happy Days actress, a woman called Linda Pearl.
Okay.
And we had info that Linda was starring in a play in Santa Barbara. And some of my wingmen had gone up there 2 or 3 days before. They found the hotel she was staying at. They got some frames of her. No sign of him. And then he showed up the second day that my wingmen were working there. So they got some nice pictures of the pair of them taking a snooze in the back of their rental car. Just they pulled up next to the beach and just took a snooze. You'll see.
You know what? I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah. So have a look at this. It's hilarious. They're just.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're
that's
just
great.
Snoozing there. So I got the call on Sunday to go up on Monday.
I feel bad shooting that picture, but I'd still take it anyway.
And so I set off up to Santa Barbara on Monday and it's pissing down with rain. Absolutely pouring. And I called the office. I'm like, If they come out, I'm not going to get anything. Look, they've gone and taken a siesta at the beach 2 days before. She's actually finished her play as well. So I'm like, all I'm going to get is I'm going to the airport. They're going to be going to the airport and they're going to be flying back to, I think he lives in Oregon and I think she has a house in Colorado. So they've only been dating for, you know, like I said, since COVID. So they're going to go their separate ways and whatnot. And it's pouring with rain. So I get to Santa Barbara a couple of hours later. And the roads are flooded. It's the heaviest rain I've seen in forever.
Day. Yeah.
And like they were literally flooded. A fish swam past me. Checkout of the hotel was at 11 o'clock and 11:30 had rolled around. The rental car was still there. I called the office. They're not checking out. It's fucking raining. They've probably said they're going to stay an extra night.
Sure.
And they said, yeah, okay, give it another 30 minutes and we'll see. Give it another 30 minutes, nothing. And then the rain stopped for maybe 5 minutes. And Patrick came down the stairs in front of me carrying a dumbbell.
Okay.
And a yoga mat. So they started to load up the car. And Linda had been doing this play. I think,
like his jacket.
It's pretty smart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Linda had been doing this play for a month. So they'd, like, her room was full of shit. Patrick went up and down these stairs.
Really?
About 10 to 12 times.
Wow.
And the rain actually started again. He's coming down with a big trash can, like a big trash bag filled with, like, pasta, sauces, seasonings, all sorts of shit.
So they were living there.
They were living in the hotel, yes, and cooking in there. And he comes down with a little carry case of booze. There's, like, rum, there's whiskey, there's vodka, there's all sorts of wine. Puts it in the car, open containers as well.
Oh, yeah. So if you think, were they in the back or?
They were in the car somewhere.
Okay.
And then suitcases, fucking potted plants, more food.
She's got to have the zen feeling. She's got to have the at-home feeling.
He takes the pillow out of the car and puts it back in the hotel. So the cars were actually there. So they were like driving back to, you know, one had Oregon plates and one had Colorado plates.
Interesting.
Colorado, yeah. So they were driving back there. He comes down with a bicycle. He goes back up. He comes down with another bicycle. So I'm just like, I'm shooting all of this thinking, this is fucking brilliant. Like, yeah, he's going to fall at one point, surely. He's old. He's going to be exhausted from carrying
him to fall.
Mate, celebrity falling shots are so good.
Yeah.
I've had so many. It's and so I wish I'd loaded them up into the video thing here. But I've had so many different celebs fall. So he's going up and down. It's literally, I'm shooting an hour's worth of pictures of him going up the stairs and down the stairs, up the stairs and down the stairs. And eventually she comes down the stairs and they share a tender little kiss.
Oh, see, that's nice.
He has her car all packed up. He has his car all packed up. They have a little smooch. They say goodbye. God bless you. And I'm thinking to myself, one of them's going to need to get gas before they hit the highway.
Definitely.
So,
gas shots.
Off we go, and we get to the gas station.
Oh, and they switch again.
Where they have another kiss.
Must be the rain.
Maybe it was. And they were saying goodbye as well. Like, I think he was driving to, what did I say, Oregon, and she was off to Colorado. So they went their merry way on the freeway.
Yeah.
And
because you never know these days. They go those distances.
Yeah.
May never see each other again.
Yeah, well, you never know. They're both old.
Yeah.
So there's no way I'm going to Colorado or Oregon. So I drive home in the rain.
Well, that's interesting. The whole thing because you know Patrick Duffy. I mean, how old is he?
70s, maybe.
What do you say we do a celebrity net worth on Patrick Duffy?
Patrick Duffy. Okay. Well, he was in Dallas a million years ago.
I don't have it loaded up on this thing, so you're going to have to look it up. But yeah, because you know, I like to do the contrast between the generations, you know.
Right.
And he's from the generation of a total hit show, should be a full on million billionaire.
And I don't know if he's been in anything else
because the show he was in was the biggest show.
It was
out. So he does, but he hasn't come from that era of making that much money. So I'm gonna say, you know, because these people that come from that area, they don't usually clear like 50 million.
No way,
not even close.
And I mean, his money's probably all tied up in property that he bought for. You know, he's probably living in like a $3 million mansion that he bought for like $150,000 40 years ago.
40 years exactly. So I'm gonna say he's worth no more than 20 million. I'm gonna say
no way.
I'm gonna say 17 million.
No way. Not worth anywhere near.
Not even close.
No, you surely don't think? Not. Well, I mean, is Dallas? Is it still running somewhere?
Probably.
And he's still getting paid for that.
Maybe.
And it was like 100.
I'm calling 17 million. That's my guess. What do you think?
I'm gonna say he's worth 6 million. Let's find out. Patrick Duffy's now. Whoa. Okay. He's worth 30 million.
Wow.
He was staying at a Best Western.
Shut up.
They were staying at a Best Western.
Wow. See, that's awesome.
That with, like, you know, with a fucking cooker.
Yeah.
Like, they were cooking their own food.
In the Best Western.
In the Best Western.
It must have been a suite. Do they have suites in the Wedding
Crashers? I don't know. I mean, it obviously had a stove.
Well, $30 million, that's pretty good. What about her? Go, look her up real quick then. Because I would put her then.
Less.
Yeah,
less.
Way less. I'm going to say 4.
I'm going to say 2.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't even know who she was.
What?
She's worth $10 million.
What?
They're worth $40 million.
Wow, staying these at like are a, good investors.
Staying at a $120 a night hotel.
Smart people, man. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. A little spot on Happy Days. There you go.
Happy fucking days.
The happy, very happy days.
So from going to Santa Barbara and working on those two, a couple of days later,
yeah.
I got sent to Malibu to work on Hunter Biden, the famous artist.
And did you get him?
Not the first day.
Oh, okay.
And I was working solo as well. And it's nice. Never easy working on somebody solo when they're going to be accompanied by the Secret Service.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, no. When they are accompanied by the Secret Service. So the cars come out, a couple of big black Suburbans, and they lead me to Blick Art Materials.
I know where that is.
In Santa Monica.
I've been there before. I've bought some art supplies there before.
And I see a shadow run out of the car into the front of the store.
A Bieber?
It could have been anybody. I see a shadow.
No, it was a Biden.
It was a Biden. I see a shadow. Then I see a Secret Service lady jump out, stand at the front of the store, earpiece in. The cars go in the back. And they park up. So I'm like, okay, what's going to happen here? Is he going to walk out the front? If he does, it's not a very good shot for me.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Very tough. Yeah. So I stand at the front just watching. And then I think to myself, I should probably check on the cars to see what they're doing. See if there's a side entrance or a back entrance. Go around to the side. 3 Secret Service just outside talking to each other. So nothing doing.
Because, I mean, there is a back, but it's not like a back entrance. No. They would have to really get their way through. It's like a storage or a shipping thing, you know?
Yeah, but it turns out there's a side entrance that I didn't notice to start with.
Okay.
So I'm keeping my eyes on the Secret Service out the front, and then the cars move. One of the cars moves. It backs up. Literally, like there's a shipping door on the side.
Okay.
The car backs up and pretty much blocks the whole fucking door.
Ugh.
Well, I'm not going to run around and try and get close to get an angle or get around the back to try and get an angle. I'm not going to savage it.
Yeah,
like there's 5 Secret Service with him. They know I'm there because as we left and made our way there, we stuck at a light. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not going to fuck around with these guys. They probably know I'm here. They probably know what I had for breakfast. Like, these guys...
It's their job, didn't it?
They don't fuck around, so I just dangled my camera out the window.
Oh, good.
And waved.
Okay.
And then as soon as we pulled
over... Did they react to that?
No, but as soon as we pulled over, I made sure I waved again, and I got the nod. And I waved to another person, got the nod.
Sure.
I'm like, okay. I've made myself... You know, they know I'm here, and I'm not going to run around savage style and be an idiot. But they did pull the car up to try and block...
You could...
I could, but I'm not.
But
going
you're
to.
Not.
I'm too old for that shit. I've been doing this for almost 17 years. So I do see across from where they've pulled the car up, there's an 8-foot wall, an 8-foot high wall that probably would look down nicely on the entrance and give me a shot.
Is that someone's house?
No, it's another business.
Okay.
And I figured, you know what? They've moved the car there. They're not going to play silly buggers and try and keep moving shit around to try and block me. I'm going to climb up the wall. So I put my camera around my neck, jumped on a lower wall, held onto a light post, and lifted myself up onto this other wing, and was just up.
Some would consider that savaging.
It's not savaging because I wasn't hiding, and I wasn't going to rush the guy or do any of that.
You're not
shit.
Getting close.
I was.
You're keeping your distance.
I couldn't get further away and get a shot.
Exactly.
So I'm standing on top of this 8-foot high wall. One arm wrapped around a lamppost or a light pole so I don't fall over and just kind of like this.
Yeah.
And there was no way I could just get anything if, you know, my camera just wasn't on my face the whole time. So I'm just standing on top of a wall, leaning on a lamppost, camera to the face, and fortunately he wasn't in there too long. And
that is not the picture.
That is not the picture. And there it is. The chap came out after 20 minutes or so in a paint-splattered shirt. And he was carrying a plastic bag as well with his painting. So he was topping up on art supplies. He actually shot him the day that I believe his galleries, one in LA and one in New York City, opened to the public. And he's got paintings in there, I think, ranging from, I think I saw $75,000 to $500,000.
It was just after the whole kind of conspiracy talk people were, not conspiracy, but the whole scandal talk people were talking about of him opening his galleries, Garcetti being at one of his gallery openings, and the whole, moral thing of a presidential son selling artwork, biting off the presidential last name, right? Yeah. So you're saying that it opened to the public,
I think,
at this time.
Like either a day before or that same day. So it was a nice time.
Because it was in the news like a week before.
Yeah, it was a nice timely set to get anyway. Yeah. But, it's kind of funny. Like, I wonder how much of a taxpayer's money was spent on this trip to the art store.
To the art store, yeah.
Two SUVs, 5 Secret Service, 10-mile drive there, 10-mile drive back.
I mean, in defense of, whatever taxpayer's money goes to whatever, I mean, this is the president's family, and they have the protection. He's just going about his life doing some art, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we spoke about it last week, like his daughter getting the Secret Service coverage as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I almost think that she had almost more coverage than he did.
Well, he
but I've followed him before, and I know he's got a lot.
He usually rolls 4 deep.
Yeah.
Like 4 cars.
4 cars, yeah.
Like full of Secret Service agents. You know, I was actually surprised he was in there with it being just 2 cars.
Yeah.
But I was thankful anyway. So it made for nice pictures. It did really well. And it wasn't anything that exciting.
Yeah, that's not the main entrance.
No, that's the loading dock.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's me on a very high wall shooting over. And there's his shirt covered in paint, which just adds to the story.
Yeah. Well,
so that was a nice little one. And then
he's like, bro, did you need to get my belly there?
Yeah, well, the Mail Online, it's brutal as well.
Yeah.
In their writing, like, oh, he's packed on the pounds during
COVID. Some say brutal, I say Beckham.
Beckham?
Yeah. Beckham makes fun of fat people.
Does he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he made fun of you, didn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not fat, but...
Nasty man.
To Beckham, I am.
Yeah, incredible. Beckham just and the Mail Online are in cahoots.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And then to finish my week off, I found myself up at the little shopping center up at Beverly Glen. I was up there the day before Halloween, and Amber Rose rocked in. Model... Is she an actress? I don't think so. She's a model, right?
If you're a model, you're an actress. Yeah. If you're a musician, you're an actress.
Yeah.
If you're an actress, you're a model.
So model slash mom.
Yes. Yes.
Actress, possibly. Amber Rose rocked up with her 2 kids.
Producer.
Producer. Yeah. Singer, songwriter, screenwriter.
Yep. Yeah. Mom.
She showed up and went Halloween shopping with her 2 kids, which was quite cute. Nice set. A little kid's carrying a skeleton. They go into one of the little stores there. She picks up this fireman's outfit, holds it up to the little kid. She's super excited about it. He didn't give a shit.
I like how she's holding it up to him. Like the costume in the package,
yeah.
You can tell whether or not it's going to fit on the kid by doing
it. It looks fucking ginormous as well. Like, this kid's a little peewee, like 2 years old. His shirt actually says that he's 2.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's an outfit for a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But nice, clean pictures. Never saw me. Whole family, her mother, the 2 kids.
What kind of store was this?
I think it's like a kiddie / clothes store up at Beverly Glen.
Okay,
like the Starbucks is there, and then there's a few little stores.
Yeah, because I'm thinking because I don't really recognize a Halloween costume store ever.
No, but it's like a kids store.
Okay,
and it was just the other side of the deli that they went to for lunch, and then I had no idea what kind of car she drove, so this shocked me. She got into an absolutely gorgeous convertible blue Rolls Royce.
Now, when you saw that car in the parking lot, though, and you were trying to think of what car she was going to get into, did you have this one in mind?
No.
Really?
No, because I've seen her before.
And I would have been like, bang to rights, man.
Yeah, well, I should have really scoped out the parking lot a bit better than I did. but what I've seen her in before is just like a run-of-the-mill Mercedes SUV.
Okay.
Like nothing too showy.
Sure.
And then
especially for the family.
Yeah, when they go
to roll in.
Yeah, the doors open the wrong way. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but it made me wonder. Well, you know, we've done a net worth already. Maybe we should do a net worth on Rose.
Absolutely. This is the generations I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know? So here's Amber Rose, done basically nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got to be worth less than Linda.
A hit show for years and years and years.
But she does have a kid with Wiz Khalifa.
But she does have a kid with Wiz Khalifa.
So he's probably paying.
Okay.
Top dollar. It's got to be less than 10 mil, right? It's got to be less than Linda Pro.
No.
It's less than Patrick Duffy.
Definitely less than Patrick Duffy. I will be upset if it's more than Patrick Duffy.
Yeah. I'm going to go first.
No.
I'm going to say she's worth $3
million. $3
million? But she's driving with that a $400,000 car.
Well, it's probably given to her. But, I'm going to go $8
million. What did I just say? Four.
Three.
Three.
Yeah, you can say four if you want.
No, I'll go
you can change it up. You haven't searched yet.
Amber Rose net worth.
Oh, no.
What is... How?
How? Why? What's happening here?
12 mil.
Oh, man.
How is she worth 12 million?
She didn't... You know, she got...
Does she have OnlyFans?
Probably. You'd have to look into it, really, but...
12 million.
12 million, man. That's pretty good for having done nothing.
How did Amber Rose make her money? Author, media personality, music artist,
producer,
and a former
actress, model.
She also
rapper, dancer.
Get this, she also launched her own emoji app that reportedly earned $4 million in 2016.
Who the hell would purchase her emoji app to earn her $4 million. Shame on everybody. Honestly.
Fucking A. Wait, we're in the wrong business.
I don't even know what that business would be.
No.
But yeah, definitely we're in the wrong business. That's for sure. We're shooting the right business.
We are.
But anyway, it's right in front of us all the time.
Yeah, that's my week in pictures. Quite eventful. Enjoyed it. Had a good week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. That was a good week, you know? I mean, you've been busy, and that's always a good thing, you know? Nailing the frames, mate. Nailing the frames.
Nailing the Bud Lights as well.
Well, should we talk about my week?
After you pass me a beer.
Okay. Let's go to the PPC beer fridge. And what do we have in here? Yet another Bud Light.
Wow. They should sponsor
supplied
us.
By Jedi. That was a good crack.
I should have bought more, shouldn't I? They just go figure out.
I know
so
they
easy.
Go so fast. Mine's almost done too. Yeah, but all right. On to my week. My week consisted of Thor.
You got four sets?
No, Thor.
One, two, three, four sets of pictures.
One, two, three, Thor pictures. Yes.
Wow. Very good.
No, I was on the Thor set. All week. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Now, you've been excited about this for a long time.
I have been. Everybody knows that I'm a Marvel fan. I'm a big action hero fan. Jedi's never seen Thor movies in his life.
No idea.
Do you even know who Thor is?
I know it's one of the Hemsworths.
Yes.
There's three of them.
Yes.
And it's one of them.
I'm surprised he hasn't... Well, actually, he has brought one brother into his world of Thor.
Really?
Yeah. I'll explain it to you one day. but he does... I'll tell it to you now. His brother,
which one?
Luke.
Okay.
Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Plays Thor in the play in the movie.
That's funny.
There's an actor, and it's funny because Matt Damon plays Loki, his brother, his real brother in the movie, which is Cumberpatch, or not Cumberpatch, but Hiddleston.
That's right.
Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. And then Sam Neill plays Odin, his father, which is Anthony Hopkins. And Sam Neill plays him in this play that they do, which they introduced in one of the old movies. but they're bringing it back to this new one for some reason. I don't know how it's going to all play out. Anyway, doesn't matter. Moving on. This movie was filming in Australia for the past, I don't know, however many months. COVID hit. They were still filming. It stopped filming, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it popped up on my list of stuff coming to LA to film. So I was really excited about going there. It was talking about a lot of exteriors, a lot of interiors, and there was multiple days. So open season on Chris Hemsworth, right?
Well, and with these Marvel movies, like you just listed a list a mile long of other actors and like good people to get. You never know who's going to pop up in these bloody things.
Exactly. No, exactly. Everybody wants a role in a Marvel movie.
Everybody gets one. Because as well,
exactly. And if you get a role in a Marvel movie, you never know what's going to catch and what's going to be a good spinoff from that. Because you got Marvel movies, you got the movies, and you have Disney Plus now that can make something out of you. Even on a small short, you can even get a short. Ridiculous. And get paid for it. So yeah, it's insane. But I was excited about it. I'm a big fan of the Thor movies, so I was excited to see what they were going to shoot. Anyway, show up day one. I'm really fresh in the morning. I'm up at 6 a.m. Wow. I get out to the set about 8 o'clock, 8:15. I have about three locations that I have to look at. I roll by the base camp, and I think I'm on the phone with you, actually, when I do this.
Yep.
I roll by the base camp, and I see an SUV right out in front of the trailers with the doors wide open, which only means one thing. Someone's about to get in. And I'm sitting at a red light, and there's fences right there. And I see, and I look underneath, because a little secret of the trade is, whenever you're waiting for someone to come out to go to an SUV, always look underneath the trailers, because you'll see the footsteps. You'll see the feet of the people walking, and I see the boots of Thor walking along with two other people. And I'm like, oh my God, he's coming out right now. I'm just sitting in a red light. My camera's not even ready. I pull my camera out. I go to shoot him. He walks around the SUV the opposite way, and he gets in the other side. I get some sketchy frames of him going over there. But anyway, he comes out, and he goes over to the set. I have to whip through this parking lot. I'm scared. I don't know where they're going at this point, because there's three or four locations that they could be going. He pulls out. I get behind him, and I'm right on him. We go across the street, and he pulls over right there. And so the way
it would have been faster for him to walk.
It would have been faster for him to walk. I mean, I can't tell you how long they waited to just get out of the parking lot.
What a diva.
So they pull over, but the way L.A., the downtown L.A. is done, you know, there's only one ways certain places, and there's two ways some places. So there was no way of me, you know, pulling over and getting him when he was getting out of the car. I either had to make a choice of, is he going to get out of the car and go left and go down the street? Or is he going to get out and go right and go, you know, around the corner the other way? But I can't go one way. I can only go this way. So I pull down. I take my chances. What does he do? He gets out. He goes the opposite way.
Of course.
So I see him, but I can't get him.
But he didn't know you were there either.
He didn't know I was there. So I whipped around. I got a parking spot right in front of the apartment building. There we go. He goes into an apartment building, and they are in there for 8 hours straight. They go to lunch. He doesn't come out. And, you know, the biggest thing to get is a frequency.
Yeah.
So I can listen to what's going on if anybody's going on. It takes me 7 hours to get the frequency. I'm there all day long just – With my head turned, if any photographer knows this, you're watching an entrance with your head turned like this, let alone like this. But I'm just like this. My neck is just killing me all day looking at this front entrance, looking at the entrance. I finally get a frequency. I finally hear what's going on. Natalie Portman's on set as well.
That's good.
This is good. And they start talking about costumes. We need costumes for Halloween.
Ooh.
We need costumes for Jane, which is Natalie Portman's character. Jane is being thrown onto the bed. We need a slow motion scene of Jane being thrown onto the bed. Just multiple things that I'm listening over the radio that are just giving this stuff away. And I'm just sitting here going, man, these are spoilers. Yeah. I'm not going to give them all up right now. But it gets till the end of the day. 4:30, 5 o'clock, and they say, okay, we're wrapping at 5:30. We need to get this last scene in, and it's Thor reading the breakup letter and then walking out of Jane's apartment and then getting taken away by the Bifrost. I know you know what that means.
Is it like a beam me up Scotty fucking kind of thing?
It is.
There you go.
Nice. And and so I wait for the end of that scene. They're rushing it. And then it's like, okay, we're done. We're wrapped for the day. Cool. At this point, another Pat pulls up in front of me.
Oh, fucking A. After you've been there for
after
like,
I've been there all day.
5,000 hours.
He says he's been there all day too. And he's a nice guy. I'm not gonna knock him. And I pretty much think he was there all day. He just wasn't where I was all day. He pulls up in front of me. We decide, okay, we could both give him to the same agency. Cool. Let's just split up our efforts. And we'll work it. So I get one side, he gets the other. Chris and Natalie come out. I get a couple of frames there. That's not it. I get frames of Natalie as she's coming out. She doesn't see me. And the traffic at this point, because we're talking about
rush hour, 6 o'clock,
5:45, 6 o'clock on a Friday night in downtown LA. So there was just traffic everywhere. I was waiting so that people couldn't see me. And then I had to run out in the middle of traffic and get these shots right here. But it's her. And then I get Chris right afterward. And you could see the traffic. Like, you could see the car right there.
Does he see you there or not?
No, they both don't see me there. Not right here. But then I'm just kind of, like, getting closer and closer. Yeah. I'm trying to get everything I can. Chris sees me, but his car pulled up on the other side of the building. So he's walking out with her thinking that both their SUVs are next to each other, but they're not. And so he's trying to figure out, okay, where's my SUV? And so he has to turn around and walk the other way. And at this point, I'm running around to try and get him, right? And this is when he sees me. And then he goes and puts a sweatshirt over his head. I understand what he's doing. He's trying to cover the Thor hair is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
But why? What's the point?
Yeah, I don't get that.
You've been filming this for a while. People have seen pictures already. We've seen Thor. We know who you are, dude. What the hell? So
yeah, he just looks like an idiot.
Yeah. So he puts it over his head. And at this point, I'm pretty close to him. And I'm like, come on, Chris. I'm like, just give us a picture, man, you know?
Yeah.
And it's more like, you know, it's more like the same shit. But the funny thing about this picture right here.
I like that
is,
one.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets in his SUV, which has to go around for 3 blocks and then come back around and then pull into the thing. All he had to do was walk across the street. Jesus, he just had to walk across the street.
That's,
you know?
So ridiculous.
So they bring him around. I'm waiting there by the fence. They pull him up and he
so
gets
you're
out
there
of the
already. SUV. You've just walked across.
I've just walked across the street.
I'm beaten there by like 5 minutes.
And I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm like, okay, when's he going to be here? I see the SUV pulling by. I'm like, hey guys, you know? He knows where I am. He knows. So he pulls up, he gets out of the SUV and he's still covering up and covering up. But he gives this one last look right before he goes around the corner. Cause he wanted to see how good looking I was.
Yeah. He just like,
or he just wanted to be,
you motherfucker.
He was curious about something, whatever, but, or he wanted to just flex that muscle right there on his butt. Yeah. His bicep, his tricep. Yeah. Look at that. And so I got that last little frame right there. Pooled the pictures with the other Pat.
Yep.
Put them into the agency.
Big sales.
No sales whatsoever. None.
That's rough. After a 10-hour day.
We will see if the future sales happen, but the initial sales were nothing. So
you gave up on it, right? No sales. Not going to go and work another couple of days.
Well, if I wasn't a Marvel fan, I would have done that. I would have done that, definitely. But I didn't. I went back the next day. Early doors, right? As early as I could, because I know he was out at 8:15, 8:30 the day before, right? I show up there. Crickets.
Ghost town.
I pull up into the parking structure because I know that it looks over the thing. I'm waiting, right? 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Oh. Crickets, crickets, and more crickets. Now, I'm going back and forth from different sets and stuff. All the trailers and stuff, doors closed. Nothing's happening.
But the trailers are still there, though. So, like, something is going
to
happen.
There is something happen. But it gets to be 1, 2 o'clock, and I'm like, it's a night shoot. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm done.
Wow. Okay.
So, this is Saturday night, day before Halloween. I say, cool, whatever. So, Halloween, the next day, get up in the morning. I'm not going out there. I don't think
not
anything.
Feeling it.
I'm not feeling
it's
it.
It's a Sunday. Do they work on Sundays?
Speaking of, since it was Halloween, do you want some Halloween candy?
Yes.
I got some from our kids here.
Yes.
I got a Reese's peanut butter cup. I got a Snickers. I got a Baby Ruth. I got a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat me. Kit Kat me.
Oh, Kit Kat's the best.
I do the crack.
Here we go. I'm going to do a Baby Ruth. So, it's a weak crack. It's all right. So, come Monday, where are we at? Where are we at now? We're on Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Well, Monday, yesterday.
I love Kit Kats.
I love candies. Chocolate candies. You guys tell us, what do you like better? Hard candies, like sweet candies, or you like chocolate candies?
Anything British.
And why?
Wipes the floor with this American shit.
Comment. Let us know.
Even British Kit Kat is better than American Kit Kat.
What's your favorite candy? I don't know. What's your favorite candy of all time?
Anything Cadbury's back home. I'm a big fan of a Twirl or a Spiral. I like a Lion Bar, which is Nestle. I like a Boost. An orange Kit Kat they have in England. Big fan of the OKK. Yeah. I fill my boots every time I go back to
England. OKK is a thing?
Orange Kit Kat.
Wow.
OKK. Yeah. My mum has one every day at 11 o'clock.
Holy shit.
Yeah. She's keeping them in business.
I never even knew. I mean, I know there was some weird fucking candies over there, but... Mm-hmm. Orange Kit Kats.
All about the OKKs.
Extremely weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take one, though.
I'll bring you one
back.
I'm going. I booked a trip. I'm going in April.
Okay. So, Monday. Okay?
Monday.
I take my time. I'm thinking, okay, I've had a couple of bad days on this thing. We get to, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock or 9:30. I finally get out of the house, get the kids going.
Fucking slacker.
You know, I wasn't feeling it. You know, I've been shut down for days, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot to add, Friday night when this thing was going on, when it was dark, they said, listen, we're going to be doing this rollerblading scene. Let's get Chris and Natalie out in front of Chris's trailer. Which we couldn't see because they were actually in front of the trailer because the trailers are together and they went in the lane right in front of the trailer. We thought they were going to be out in front of the trailer and they would just roll around in circles to practice their rollerblading skills.
Wow. That would be quite funny.
Right? So Saturday, no rollerblading. Sunday, I don't know if they did any rollerblading. Monday... I'm there on set. I see him setting some stuff up outside. I have to park and actually walk into this set. So I'm across the street in a park. I'm listening to them in a restaurant in this hotel. They're doing a scene, but they're setting up a scene for the outside.
Okay.
As they're finishing the scenes in the restaurant, they're talking about what they're going to be doing outside, which was... They're going to be doing this scene by a hot dog stand, jewelry store, and rollerblading.
Oh, here we go.
Right?
Here we go.
So I'm thinking, yes, let's do this. This is it. So they come outside. They say, we're going to do all handheld cameras. We're going to make this quick.
Oh.
Let's do this quick. Let's get the actors out here quickly. And it was a really quick thing, not normal to what they would do in this situation, like they were rushing it.
Why?
I don't know.
Because of like the homeless?
Because it's downtown. Who knows? Maybe they don't want photographs. I don't know. But they were rushing it, you know? So they bring the actors out. I'm across the street in the park. I'm hiding at this point because I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want Chris to see me. Yeah. I don't want Natalie to see me. But it's kind of hard to hide completely. So I'm shooting them. I get a few shots. Let's move on here. Here, let's actually watch the scene real quick. Okay. Now what? Okay. So it's a scene of them walking up. Chris looks at the jewelry store. He's thinking to himself, oh, I should buy a ring for this girl and ask her to marry me. And then she comes up with a hot dog, and they kind of joke about the whole jewelry thing, and then they walk off.
She got that hot dog really fast.
I know, that's what I thought too. Yeah. She gets it really fast.
No one gets a hot dog that fast.
No, especially if they have anything on it.
Yeah.
So they do the scene. This is the same scene that they've done. They do it over and over. So I get the shots of that, right? Everything they do, and they do a few times. They do something, you know, some stuff laughing.
Yeah.
You know, here's them laughing, nice. They're holding nice hands, they're looking at stuff, you
they're
know.
Cute, great pictures.
Yeah, here's them talking to Takei, the director, and here's them like standing alongside the road. This is before the scene, right?
Yeah.
So hair and makeup would come up, they would adjust them a little bit, and then they would get ready for the scene. They would stand there holding hands, and they would say, let's go, right?
Yeah, they're cute pictures. That's a great set.
Yeah. So I was pretty much done. I was waiting for the next scene.
The rollerblading
scene. And I was just standing, waiting, talking to the crew guy, just saying, you know, have you seen the photographers here? No, I haven't seen any. Great. This is awesome. Oh, this is good for you then, right? Because you're getting these good pictures. I said, yeah. No more than 5 minutes later, they do a scene like this where they're sitting there waiting. And they're shooting down the sidewalk, like a long shot down the sidewalk, right?
Where they just would be walking towards them walking. Yeah.
Yeah. And they shoot it, and then right after the scene's done, they go, cut. There was a pap in the frame.
What?
They said some guy walked into the frame while they were shooting and shot Chris and Natalie. This is ridiculous. How could this happen? Where's the breakdown? Where's the security? What happened, everybody? I can't believe this happened. Blah, blah, blah. I can't believe this guy. Wow. So I'm looking around at this point because I'm like, okay, maybe they're talking about me, you know?
So the scene, they're actually doing a tape. They're filming the scene, and this pap walks right in front of the camera and just rattles
off. All I know is that he walked into the frame while they were filming, right?
Jesus, fuck.
So I'm thinking, okay, I don't know how this is, you know, whatever. So I look around, I try and find the guy, and I see the guy walking off. And it's a guy I've known for years. He's been in the business forever. He's not normally a movie set guy. He's normally out in the streets doing some chasing around and stuff.
Okay.
I've seen him at some movie sets. The Kat Dennings that I did a couple of weeks ago, yes. where I got Britney's boyfriend. Yeah. That he took off right before that I left, which he might have been a little bitter about, actually.
Oh, he was getting his own back.
So I saw him, and he's looking at his frames, and I go up to him, and I go, is that you that they're talking about? I'm like, is there more people here? And he goes, nah, man, it's me. Of course it's me they're talking about. Of course it's me. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, what'd you get? Did you get something good? And he goes, look at this, man. Look at this, you know, and he's showing me the frames, and I'm like, okay, great, you know, and they're right down the barrel, like, they're just, like, he was right on set, you know?
Where he fucking literally was. They had to stop the scene.
Yeah.
Because he walked into the scene.
Yeah, and I'm knowing at this point that this is killing my frames, even though mine are still good, but these are killing my frames. And I go, hey, dude, you know, are we gonna put them together, you know? What do you want to do? And he goes, just do what you gotta do, man. Just do what you gotta do. Wow. You know? I'm not going to put them together with you. I'm not going to do whatever. You just do what you got to do. I'm like, fine, cool, whatever. Jeez. He's like, I'm done for the day, bro. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. You know, it is what it is. It's another savage you got to deal with.
Fucking hell, though. He's watched the scene happen once or twice. And he's thinking, okay, I've got nothing. I've got no angle. You know what?
Well, and I wonder if he's seen me there because I was hiding pretty good.
I don't know.
And I wonder if he's seen me there, because if he did see me there, he was doing this to beat me.
Well, yeah.
If he hasn't seen me, he's just a complete savage.
Yeah, but to walk in front of a scene in a fucking blockbuster movie just to get your frame, you've got to have bollocks the size of fucking watermelon.
Huge. Huge. Because I know how the scene was set up. I mean, look at it. I mean, I wish we could go back real quick, but if you look at the scene, I mean, it's surrounded.
Yeah.
It's designed so that you can't get that close.
And
to the stars. Yeah. He just walked right up to him. Exactly. Like that. So he walks off, And I walk
off.
And I'm just sitting there listening as I'm walking to my car, and I'm listening on the radio. And the AD gets on the radio and he goes, "Forget it. We're not doing the rollerblade scene.
I forgot about that.
We're not doing the rollerblade scene anymore because of the breakdown in security and everybody. We're not doing this rollerblade scene today. We're ending this scene right now. We're going to do one more take, and then we're going inside, and we're in there for the rest of the day."
Oh, so he properly screwed you.
And himself. I mean, he could have stuck around a little bit, too, instead of being so greedy and getting on set and getting what he needed to get.
Wow.
Thor on rollerblades? I mean, come on. It would have been good, right?
Well, even just like, forget Thor, like Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman on rollerblades.
On rollerblades. You know, it would have been awesome.
Wow.
To look at, you know, them holding hands on the rollerblades.
Oh, man, that is...
And where I was and the people that I was talking to, they were cool with me being where I was. So, like, they knew what was happening. But at this point, they probably think that I'm with the guy.
Yeah, of course.
They probably
course
think they that do. I'm just with this guy.
Yeah, they think we're all the same. All exactly. the same and all one. Yeah. They're...
So this kind of behavior on a set, first of all, it never happens. This is the first time I've ever seen anything happen.
I've never heard of anything like
it. Let's go to the frames real quick. Let's go to the frames because these are my frames. I mean, come on. This would have been insane.
Yeah.
You know, sharing the hot dogs. Okay, so this is the frame that he got right here. Okay. I mean, talk about he's on a set.
Like, yeah.
If he doesn't get hired as a set photographer after this, I don't know.
Wow.
He should, right?
They both look. Natalie looks extremely uncomfortable.
Well, you got to understand, too. Along the whole street side of this thing is just people. And Chris Hemsworth's personal security guard is staring right at me.
Wow.
Right? He's staring right at me. So he's keying on me, and he's not seeing this other guy trying to sneak up between people, between cars, between... you know, whatever else, equipment, lighting, all that stuff. He sneaks up all between this stuff and jumps in front of them right there, in front of the camera.
Like, she's mortified. Perfect. She's like, just, she can't believe it.
Let's go a little closer.
And he is just like...
Look at this. He's between the camera and them.
And look at Hemsworth's face. It's just like, what the fuck are you
He's
doing,
like, this
bro?
Is the world that I'm living in right now?
And she is like, I just can't believe this is happening.
I'm thinking the same thing, too, when I'm looking at these frames. I'm thinking, this is the world we're living in now?
I mean, security, that's a massive fail. But the photographer, imagine he had a gun.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, you're so close. Like, what's the point of even having security?
Wow.
You know? If you're going to allow this to happen, you know? And now, any progress that myself or any respectable set photographer, I'm not talking about, you know, the paid set photographers, yeah. Set paps have made is all gone in Chris and Natalie's mind. They're like, here's just another savage another fucking savage, being another fucking savage, you know?
Savage, savage, savage.
So I felt betrayed. I felt humiliated. You know, I felt just as bad as they did in this whole situation. It was ridiculous. It doesn't need to happen. You can get frames without this kind of shit. They're on the fucking LA streets, man.
You can get frames without being in the frame.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. And I want to see the footage. I want to see the footage of him and his ass in the camera, you know, just like
wow,
jumping in front of him, you know. And he came out of this thing so proud, the other photographer. He was so proud of what he did, you know. Like, he had done nothing wrong. And you'll never get through to him saying, oh, this is wrong, you shouldn't have done this, whatever. He's the type of guy that just, whatever, you know.
He did what he had to do, bro.
Yeah. But, you know, what he should do, though, is he should stick to interviewing TikTokers. I'm telling you. Because the TikTokers love that kind of shit, you know. They love that kind of shit. Chris Hemsworth, not so much.
Nah, he's not a fan.
No. But that was my Thor tragedy on set. And, you know, what can you do?
That was rough.
This is what we got to deal with, that many people.
Rough.
But what about some news, dude?
Yeah,
let's move on to some news.
We got a few little bits and pieces before we finish up.
Yeah, there's only two bits that I've thought about that need any kind of attention, which was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
he made a statement, and not to the press, not to CNN, not to fucking Fox News, not to the grand media of all media. Who did he give the fucking interview to?
The Paps.
The Paps. He was chasing him around.
He's in Manchester, Vermont.
In Vermont, yeah.
And they were being followed by a pack, it sounds like. And they just thought, you know what? Fuck this. we're fed up with these savages following us.
Yeah.
And they pulled over the car and gave an impromptu press conference on the side of the road.
What do you think? We listen to this real quick. Yeah, I know everybody's probably heard it by now, but let's just listen to it real quick and we'll talk about it in a second.
Before we play it real fast,
yeah.
The day I arrived,
I got maybe
I took her to dinner.
10 seconds in, and I couldn't listen anymore.
We were a very, very
okay. Let's do
well-oiled
20 seconds, and then we'll talk.
And then this horrible event happened. What are the questions that you have other than that?
You met with you met with her family?
Helena. If you're spending this much time waiting for us, you should know her name. Her name is Helena.
Helena Hutchins. I met with her husband, Matthew, and her son.
And how did that make you go?
I wouldn't know how to characterize. They're mortified.
You guys, you know what? No details.
Do me a favor. I'm gonna ask the question.
Well, I appreciate that he was probably very upset.
The guy is overwhelmed with grief. This is something that you know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a 1 in a trillion episode. And so he is in shock. He has a 9-year-old son. You know, we are in constant contact with him.
Would you ever work on another film set that involves firearms of that nature?
I couldn't answer that question. I really don't have any. I have no sense of it at all. I do know that an ongoing effort to limit the use of firearms on film sets is something I will cooperate with that in any way that I can.
Do you think production will start up again on
that? No, I doubt it. So just do me a favor. You know, my kids are in the car crying.
Because you guys are following
and all I want to do, as a courtesy to you, I came to talk to you. I'm not allowed to comment on the investigation. I talk to the cops every day. I talk to them every day to find out.
They know where you are.
I'm cooperating with them. So my point is that...
So yeah, I only got 10 seconds in because as soon as he like handed it over for questions, the first person he spoke to did not know the name.
She didn't know the name. He didn't know her name, yeah.
He didn't know the name of the woman that Baldwin, shot and killed. And I was just, I was mortified. Like, how can you be working that
Well, so
job?
Was Hilaria. Hilaria?
Hilarious?
Hilaria?
Hillary? Hilary Baldwin?
Hilaria.
From Boston? Yeah. Not Spain? Yeah, how can you be working that story and not know the name and ask a question and just come across, I don't know who it is, and if I'm offending you, I'm sorry. But that's a fucking rookie move.
It is. And I mean, in their defense, I mean, when I do interviews, I've spoke about it before on this podcast, that when I do interviews, I fumble because I'm not like a good, quick on my words type of guy where I can just, because I probably would have fumbled her name too.
Yeah.
But at that point, if you know you're that type of guy and you're fumbling, maybe don't say anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this video is going to go out to everywhere. Yeah.
What you needed there was Jedi the Journo.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, with the premeditated questions that he rehearsed in his head a million times.
Yeah, that was horrific.
But what they're talking about is the fact, and they're not even talking about Baldwin in his interview, really. What they're talking about is him shutting up Hilaria.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is great.
Which he wasn't really doing. I mean, he's just saying, let me talk.
Yeah.
You know? I don't need you here to do this. You know? They're asking me the questions. They want me to answer the questions.
She's kind of an attention... I'm not going to say the word, but she loves the attention.
Of course she
seeks it out.
Of course she does.
And
she's trying to interject. And it's just... Yeah. He's just like, I know who you are because he knows who she is.
Yeah.
And he knows that he needs to just get this out.
I feel, you know what, I feel for Alec Baldwin.
I do too.
Like, he's been, I know he's, you know, it was a terrible accident, and this guy has just been hounded. Like, he's being shot day after day.
Well, I mean, but he's been in that situation before. It's not any different.
And I get it, but I do feel for him. And like, today, or yesterday, his cat went missing. It was found today with a broken leg.
Yeah, but who found it?
Probably the past.
What if the past found it?
Probably.
Because they do that kind of shit.
Probably.
They do.
And Hilary, said today as well, like, oh, these people found our cat, but I'm not putting their names out there because they're going to be hounded by the press. The press don't care who found the fucking cat.
They probably do, actually, yeah. actually, because everything linked to this story is hounded. At least for 24 hours, it'll be hounded. Yeah. You know, because they're going to want to comment. You know, but she shouldn't go on and say that. If you don't say who found it or what, you know, like, just don't say it, you know? Anyway, the rest of this interview was crazy. And the funny thing was that I noticed at the end, because we're talking about from our point of view, you know, first of all, these guys made tons of money off this video.
I'd imagine, no matter which one of they've made a few bob, yeah.
Yeah, tons of money, okay? These guys have made a huge amount of money off this thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, if you're watching. But at the end, when Alex says, my kids are in the car, they're all crying.
They don't fucking cry.
And Hilaria says, oh, they're crying because you guys are following us. All this stuff. How would the kids know that anybody's following you?
Yeah.
It's just a car behind you or five cars behind you or whatever. They're crying in the car because you guys are freaking out, arguing about what's happening, arguing about what should we get out of the car or not, arguing, oh, we're gonna talk to these guys. Pulling over to the side of the road. And Alec, I'm sorry. Next time when you pull over to do an impromptu interview, which is the biggest interview in the entire world, don't do it alongside the road, bro, where you're about to get hit by a car, dude. You almost got hit by like five cars.
Can you imagine?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the kids are in the car by themselves?
Mate, they weren't even crying. They've all got headphones on with iPads.
Still, you're leaving the... It's totally true.
Yeah, they're happy as fucking can be.
Yeah, okay, cool. Enough with Alec. On to the next best news, which is Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. You got any comments on this, Jedi?
Yeah, who hasn't he fucked?
Yeah. Well, I could, Jennifer Aniston. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, this one...
She's the Holy Grail, right?
This is...
No, I mean, if you're going on a Hollywood conquest after Kim Kardashian, who's left?
Nobody. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just the whole Hollywood circle is so incestual. it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like I say, who hasn't Pete banged?
Well, here they are at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
You know that was Knott's Berry Farm, right?
It was indeed. Not Scary Farm.
No, it is Scary Farm, actually, I think, yeah, because it's right before. So not Scary Farm. They're obviously on the log ride,
yeah,
right? The log, the Pete Davidson log ride.
That's how he gets all his women as well. He has an absolute log, apparently.
That's what they say. Well, that's what they say. The magical cock.
we've gone from cock rockets to magic cocks.
It's Pete Davidson.
Ariana Grande, I believe, wrote a song about his schlong. The song about the schlong when they dated.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, but she wrote a song saying he is hung like a fucking donkey.
Yeah.
So that is what these women see in him.
I thought it was something that she wrote like he has an energetic cock.
Yeah, that's 10 foot long.
But still, like, okay,
I don't.
This
get
is
it.
The way I see it. Okay, this is the way I see it. Okay, I watch SNL. He's not that funny.
No,
okay.
It's not funny at all.
Okay, so I don't see how these girls think if it's the comedic part or whatever.
But he's in movies as well.
But it doesn't matter how big your schlong is, okay? You still got him on top of you giving you that schlong. He's not a good-looking dude. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm sorry. Maybe he is and I'm missing something?
No, I mean, he's not my cup of tea.
He's definitely not my cup of tea either. But, you know, I just picture him and his, you know, himself sweating on top of you, even though it's a magical cock. I don't know. Looking at him the whole time, it would just bother me.
I mean, if he is dating Kim, which it seems like he is, that is insane.
It's a payback to Kanye. It's what it is, right?
I mean,
that's what it is.
But then also, is it, you know, these celebs at the moment seem to be dating kind of like the thug, the high school, the kid with the tattoos, kind of the guy that their parents warned them about.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Courtney. Yes, Courtney. Courtney that's now engaged to Travis Barker, covered in tats, kind of a bad boy. You've got Machine Gun Kelly as well, same kind of thing, dating Megan Fox.
So she's just... So you're talking about Kardashians, not Hollywood.
That's the hot thing right now, is to be dating
bad boys.
They're
making it a thing. They're making it a thing.
I'm just
saying. It's the bad boy. It's exactly what it is.
I'm just saying.
I think you're onto it. Yeah. I think you've nailed it right there, Jedi.
So you know what? I am going to go and get a bunch of tattoos, and I'm going to be really bad, and I'm going to get with Chloe.
But you only get with one before they realize your cock is not magical.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If his cock is not magical,
yeah.
he wouldn't have been through all of them already. He would have got to Beckinsale. She would have put
he
out.
He had Beckinsale?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Second.
Hey, Siri. Who has Pete Davidson banged?
I don't have that information in Pete Davidson.
Okay, I'll Google it.
So she's one he hasn't banged?
Yeah, not Siri, apparently. Okay, here we
go. Now, if you could bang Siri, you're golden, dude. She'll tell everybody.
Carly Aquilino. She was some, like, MTV girl. Ariana Grande. Kate Beckinsale. Mm-hmm. Margaret Qualley. She was in that...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
There you go.
Yep. Youngster. Youngster, dude.
Kaya Gerber.
Youngster.
Phoebe Denevor.
Yeah.
Who is the lead actress in Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
And now Kim K, apparently.
Yeah. And I think there's a few models in between there.
That's a list.
Yeah. So far.
A list.
Only list that might be better would be John Mayer. But he's on his road to yeah. doing it.
Wowzers.
I do have one... Mark's remarks before we go, Jedi.
Yes.
Okay. And it is another A-list celebrity in a makeup chair annoying the hell out of the makeup artist so they can't do their job.
A la Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. Remember, we had Chris Hemsworth and we yeah. had Takei
yeah.
that were annoying the shit out of the makeup artist that looked like all he wanted to do was do his job and they were just fucking annoying as hell because they have nothing better to do. Well, another Marvel Avenger, which is Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Ah.
Let's get into this.
If I was that makeup artist, I'd have punched him in the head.
Okay. I'll be good then.
What a fucking
annoying... When he finally leaves it alone.
What an annoying little prick.
But...
Is that for like a TikTok or something?
I don't know. It's... You're Tom Holland, dude. You know, like, everybody worships you. Everybody wants to be like you. All the girls love you.
I wouldn't know who he is if I walked past him on the street.
Well, you should know who he is because if you walk past him on the street, you'll make a buck.
Wouldn't recognize him.
Okay. Well, start watching some goddamn Marvel movies.
I have to. You know, back to Marvel movies as well. I saw, and Thor as well. Is it Thor? Yeah, I saw somebody that was cast as his brother in like one of the next movies coming up or whatever. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah. I heard it was it's an extra scene at the end of Eternals. That if you watch the extra scene at the end of Eternals, that Harry Styles... plays Thanos's
that's
brother.
Right, Thanos, sorry.
Thanos, who is Josh Brolin's character, who destroyed the world in the Infinity War movies, and Harry Styles. Okay, we've got 8 billion people on this planet. The people who are eligible to be actors are probably, what, in the 3 million, 4 million range or something? We can't find anybody else to play Thanos's brother other than the Harry Styles.
I mean, they must be doing it to try and reach, get a broader fan base.
Well, it's all become a popularity contest now. Where it's like, we're just going to bring in the most popular guy to play this character, and they're just going to influence everybody to come and watch it. Everybody's going to come watch it anyway.
Yeah, not me.
It's Marvel. It's Marvel, people. Listen, we don't need to go for the low-hanging fruit like we talk about, right?
I don't get it.
Anyway.
I don't get it.
Anyway. What do you think? We done?
I think so.
Cool.
We thought this was going to be a short one.
I know. Let's turn.
We just can't stop
Spider-Man off.
We get into it.
Nah, people love it. It's okay. It's okay.
I hope so. But no, I think we're done.
Yes. Well, I'm Mark. This is Jedi, and if we've offended anybody on this Pap episode, we do apologize to everybody, especially my fellow Pap on the Savage set. I apologize for offending you if I did.
Yeah, there you go. Like, subscribe, follow, tweet. Don't tweet us. All that stuff.
Cool.
We'll see you next time.
Yes.
Take care.
Be well.
Be well.
Pete Davidson Log Ride.